Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Sherry Shepherd's got a new project in the works with a major director, and we've got the deets.
And are Alec and Hilaria Baldwin trying to become the next Kardashians?
Oh, plus did Kim Kardashian steal Janet Jackson's look? But first,
let's get this started!
All right, y'all, it's time for
Deets Baby Report!
So Gabby Sidibe and her husband Brandon Franco recently welcomed twins. Now the babies were actually born in early April, but they just now shared the news, cause y'all nosy. Now clearly they're not identical twins because one is a boy named Cooper and they call him Coop for short. And the other one's name is Maya, which is inspired by their baby moon to the Mayan Riviera in Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Now they also share that both twins have traditional West African middle names after members of her family. How long do you think it took Brandon to pronounce the West African names? Because there's a lot of syllables and consonants.
Not long.
They probably rehearsed it before the babies came.
I love Coop and Maya, though. That's a real cute pairing of names.
Yeah, because you can go with like C. Everett Coop or like Maya Angelou or Maya Rudolph.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
For people to be able to keep that a secret for 2 months,
yeah,
because the world is nosy.
Right.
Absolutely.
And they've kind of been low-key nosy about this relationship, and everybody be having their little comments and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I'm surprised that they was able to fly under the radar so long with this. And the crazy thing is, I had no idea that Gabby was 41. In my head, she's like forever stuck in like...
Oh, yeah.
In like, you know,
age.
That precious. I didn't want to say it.
It's all right.
Yeah, I hope you don't have...
We don't want her to grow up.
Mm-hmm. She's a Toys R Us kid.
All right, y'all. Our girl, Sherry Shepherd, has been killing it with her talk show. And she's working on a new project during her hiatus. Sherry is in Atlanta filming a movie with Tyler Perry for Netflix, y'all, called Strong. And she'll co-star with Taraji P. Henson, as well as Tiana Taylor and Sinbad. This is gonna be so good. Well, one fan saw the picture of Sherry and Tyler and said, "Yes, I thought you were about to announce that y'all were dating." And Sherry said, "Tyler can't handle all this shortness," with laughing, crying emojis. What y'all think she gonna do for this one?
I don't know, like it's called Straw. Is it like a parody of the movie Saw?
I was thinking of like straw from like a barn, you know, like some sort of livestock always involves straw and hay.
The origin story of the scarecrow from The Wiz.
Yeah. Maybe Sherry the scarecrow.
I think it's gonna be a drama and it's gonna be very good.
Like it's the last straw, somebody broke it and like Sherry Shepherd's a woman unhinged.
They do look like they could be a cute couple though.
Yeah.
But doesn't Sherry have a man? She did.
Well, she had a cardboard man.
She did, but I think she got rid of him.
She got rid of him?
She had to do her own thing, so
It was the cardboard cutout of Lenny Kravitz she had.
Yeah, she just broke up with Lenny recently.
She just broke up.
She put him in the closet.
Put him away.
She told him when he was there.
Oh.
Yeah. She told him it was over.
Well, Sherry's not the only one with a new project in the works.
Okay.
Alec and Hilaria Baldwin and their family will have a reality show on TLC next year called, you guessed it, Believe It or Not, It's the Baldwins.
Wow.
and it will reportedly show the chaos of their lives with 7 kids, all under the age of 10. So comedian Anna Roisman got into character as Hilaria and gave us a little insight into the show. Check this out.
We are just so, how you say, excitados. to be on La Televisión as a familia. To answer some of your questions, yes, we almost went with Telemundo, but we got a better contrato from TLC, as in cucumber.
So what y'all think? Are we gonna get more of Hilaria's Hispanic heritage?
When she had all them babies, though, I'm like, dog, they got like seven, huh?
She's a yoga instructor and
very flexible.
And clearly Hilaria,
Get in that baby-making position.
Yeah. Probably saving up because he's got some legal battles coming too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, that's true. We might check it out just because we're nosy, but I don't think we're gonna become like fans of the show because we're not really
gonna be
fans.
On BET?
I hope they go to a Mexican.
BET? could
they go to a Mexican restaurant and she show us how much Spanish she knows? You know what I'm saying?
Well, she's gonna sound like the mom on King of the Hill.
Yeah.
Like I like some queso.
Well, Kim Kardashian is channeling Miss Jackson if you're nasty.
Oh, God.
Kim recently posted a video rocking the exact outfit worn by Janet in the 1993 music video for her song, As if she attended the singer's concert. So now Kim, who is a self-proclaimed superfan, she bought the outfit for $25,000 in an auction back in 2021, and now she gets to wear it. She looks good in it. Do you think it looks good on her?
No.
Should Janet be flattered, or should she be creeped out?
No.
I mean, you sold it, so you kind of knew what was going to happen. Somebody was going to wear it, and I'd rather be somebody who, like, can fit it.
She thinks she's slick, though, honey.
She
bought that thinking she's going to get Jermaine Dupri, probably. Because she had that outfit with your
dating
Jermaine?
Absolutely not. He don't want her.
Because, honey, I don't like that, honey.
He don't want her.
At least she's recycling.
Yeah, that's not. She's.
I mean, it looks good on her, but Janet, best? Right. Janet did, of course. Yeah, she owned it, so. It was tailor-made for her, so Kim probably got it tailor-made for herself.
I remember taking it a little bit.
$25,000, though?
Bitch, could you imagine?
Yeah. It would be hanging in a glass case at my house. I wouldn't wear it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, she wore it to Janet's concert. Uh-huh. Oh, no, that's cute. Let me shut up. That's cute.
Yeah. Pay homage.
That's cute. I would do the control outfit, so that's cute.
Okay.
I would do the ponytail and everything. That's cute, okay? I'm shutting up. Well, speaking of Kim K, looks like Chloe Sevigny defended her after Kim received backlash over their Variety Actors on Actors interview. So some readers were blasting Variety for pairing Kim with an award-winning actress, pretty much saying Kim is not an actress, and Chloe took to IG with this clapback to the Kim haters. She wrote, "Our chosen career of actor has many forms. Some are rewarded early. Some of us are the journeymen. Some have a quieter route, and some a much louder one. And I'm always excited to celebrate every kind of actor and thank Kim and Variety for the feature."
Oh.
That's dope how she stuck up for Kim.
Yeah.
Because many people don't, and you can't.
Because Kim started off in hardcore film, right? And then got a chance to be in other things. She's even voiced characters in kids' animated shows.
Yeah.
And has done like American Horror Story.
Yeah.
So she took the long scenic route.
She did.
I'm not mad at her hustle. I mean, any roles that she could get that she auditions for and gets, then she deserves that.
But you know what? I would do the same thing what she did for y'all, though. I would stick up. I mean, all the time people always ask me about, you know, my coworkers and stuff like that. And I stick up because somebody just asked me, why does Tanner wear those blood pressure shirts? I said, because he's working out. He's building his body up. Come on, y'all.
Blood pressure shirts?
They said they tight, look like it's taking your blood pressure.
Not the blood pressure cup.
Wow. I can't order larges. Larges are too long because I'm short.
I defend you, honey.
That's okay, like, Tanner. You show your pics.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Thanks.
Well, moving on, I've heard of age requirements for clubs and even lounges, but check this out. Reportedly, Bliss, an upscale Missouri restaurant serving Caribbean food in St. Louis, will only allow people who meet a set minimum age to enter its establishment.
Okay.
Now, women must be 30 years old, and for men, the age requirement's a little bit higher, like 35. They figure 35-year-old dudes won't fight as fast. The owner says he doesn't want young folks messing up the mood with their drama. You think they losing money by doing this, or is this setting kind of like a new precedent so more people start doing that?
Apparently, they don't care. I think
this
is cute.
Right.
Me too.
I think this is cute.
Did you like going to the club? 21 and up.
Yeah.
You know?
Age,
don't come in 18 and under. Y'all messing up the mood.
I kind of like this.
I knew people used to dress nice and go to clubs and fight on purpose just to prove to you that the dress code will not stop the violence.
This is true.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, I wonder if the food is good enough to where someone would try to fake their ID just to try to get in.
Oh, that's
you know
funny,
what I mean? Yeah. Like, because are people really checking in St. Louis?
Right.
Oh, yeah. How are you going to enforce this?
They probably are, though. I mean, if they're saying that's the age, you know,
sir, you're 34 years old. Get out of here.
That's right.
You can't come in here. I'm sorry. I wonder, can they get a to-go order?
Probably. You have to go because they're just picking
it up
and leaving.
Just pick it up.
Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Up next, honey, Robin Dixon is going from Potomac to a castle. We'll explain after the break.
What?
Good for her. She's working.
Yeah. White Castle.
Okay.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation's back. All right.
Hey.
Okay.
All right, all right.
All right, thanks. Okay, all right, everybody. Finally, the season three cast for the reality competition show The Traitors has been announced.
Uh-oh.
I know we've all been waiting. 21 celebrities have been chosen to descend upon a Scottish castle where they will murder each other for money. Now, we can't name all the participants, but here are a couple of famous faces that will compete to be the last faithful or traitor standing. We've got former Real Housewives of Potomac cast member Robin Dixon, Britney Spears' ex-husband Sam Asghari.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, Tom Sandoval, because we couldn't stop talking about him during Scandoval.
But we don't like
him, though. Vanderpump Rules. I know. Here we are.
Ew.
The season sounds a little messy. Do you think any of these three stand a chance at winning?
Oh, Asghari getting murked, like, first four.
Dunzo.
He's out of it.
Done.
Yeah, Sandoval's going to get gone, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I need to see who else is on it.
Like, I feel like we could all do pretty good on this show.
You think?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, how does it work? Do you gotta, like, set people up?
Yeah,
and
how does it go?
I think you, like, do you secretly murder people?
Well, don't think, honey, because that's not a good look.
It's like mafia? Good. Oh, I'm from Chicago. We like that. Oh.
Yeah, like, you know, people, like, kind of, like, being informants and snitching on each other, I guess, on the
back. Nah, I'm too used to snitches getting stitches.
The minute that Sam has, they're like, who are you? And he's like, I'm Britney Spears' ex-husband.
It's about a murder.
Yeah.
It's about a murder.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, it's time for Dish Debate! Now, and this debate is courtesy of Ray J, who truly believes it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
Oh, God.
Now, during a recent interview on Club Shay Shay, he revealed that he met his wife, Princess Love, when she was in a situationship with his friend, Floyd Mayweather.
Why is he saying all this?
You know, when the liquor start flowing, the words start going.
Yeah.
Now, since Princess and Floyd weren't super locked in, he said, wait a minute, and gave a formal invite. And now he's opening up on why he believes this is some way some relationships should work. And the homies should respect it. Check out the logic.
Like, one of my homegirls, she's my homegirls, right?
Right.
But we around.
Right.
She like you. She like, man, you know, he really wearing that shirt. You know what I'm saying? That watch. Club Shay Shay. You know what I'm saying? I wanna be his baby or whatever, right?
Right.
And she my homegirl. I'm like, you really feeling the homie? I'm like, well, I see what's up if he with you too. I like her. Let's go out on a date. Done. No matter if, like...
Nah, Reggie, come
no,
on.
No, She's my homegirl.
I know, but
she's not my girl.
So does Ray J have a point? Should the homie be able to come in and wipe somebody up if you're in a situationship and not a relationship with that person?
Well, if you and the girl agree that y'all just in a situationship and y'all can mess around with whoever, whenever, which is disgusting, then y'all should just do that if that's what y'all want to do, if that's what the arrangement is.
We didn't do that in my land.
Yeah, we didn't do that either.
No,
like,
ma'am. If I look at you and I say I like you, that means the other queens can't like you.
Exactly.
So, you can't like him because I like him.
But it's that is wild, because even if it's a pair of shoes I ain't worn a long time, they're mine.
They're my shoes.
Oh, I mean, come on, guys. But what if you've worn a lot of shoes, and if someone else is like, I want to be with those shoes for the rest
they're
of my,
my
life,
shoes.
And I'm like, well, if you're going to love those shoes forever, then you should love those shoes. Also, I'm surprised we're not covering the biggest story of the day, which is Ray J's new single, I Hit It Second.
Save us, Gary. Save us.
Honey, up, honey. Morris Chestnut, honey, was scammed, y'all. We'll get into that after the break. Now, what was that again, Tammy?
No.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Morris Chestnut, honey, may be one of the most beloved actors, but when it came to being a bank teller, he was not the best man, honey, for the job. So listen to this story of y'all how Morris got scammed by an 85-year-old woman while working at a bank before he was famous.
She was probably about
85 years old. She was very old, very frail. Mm-hmm. She came in, she's like, I'm sorry. She says, I want to just withdraw some money out of my account. And I don't have my license, my purse was stolen. She gave me some story. I said, okay. I said, you open up your account here? She said, yeah. So I said, okay, so for you, I'll check the signature card. So I checked the signature card, which was a violation, but you know, I've done it before, and she left. Mm-hmm. So she came back into the bank on a Friday, and since I just saw her 2 days before, I said, oh, how you doing, Mrs. Such and Such? And so I said, I went ahead and signed it. It turned out that she was a forgeress. She forged people's names.
Shout out to the masters of their craft.
Okay. Right?
Oh my.
Yeah.
85, that's a long time to be hustling somebody. She probably been doing that since she was in her 20s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The original city girl.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who here sucked at working a regular job?
Not me. Mm. I was good at every job. Like, man, I would get promoted so fast every place I worked.
Really?
Like, man, I was like 15 and had keys at Schlotsky's. I shouldn't have had keys. Right. Shouldn't even been working it. Right. 15.
Oh, hey, Craig.
Well, hopefully that elderly scammer made the best of her time in prison, because if you don't know, being incarcerated does not stop you from doing big things.
That's right.
Yo, big shout out to all our Dish Nation fam and prison alumni who, like, you know, support the cause.
Yeah.
Yo, you are not forgotten.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm sending all my females at Alto State Prison. What's happening? Yeah.
Shout out to Rikers. Now, speaking of that, let's get into this.
Dish coming.
Now, big ups to the brothers over at Greenhaven Correctional Facility for putting on an epic rendition of Thoughts of a Colored Man by Keaton Scott.
Wow.
They killed it, and they also did good in the performance.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
The sun kisses my skin, and I ask the Lord to take away my sins. And one day, if I keep on praying, the Lord will let me into heaven.
I don't know about that.
What? Why?
I like what it looked like. All the black guys performing, all the white people just looking, saying, yeah, keep on praying, because you ain't getting there now.
That's where the talent is at.
Is that where it's at?
Yeah, when I was locked up, they put on, like, plays and all kinds of stuff, and you'd be surprised. Like, they're writers and screenwriters and actors and different people. They have a lot of talent. They just made a bad mistake in life.
Oh. You can never let your whole life be defined by the worst day ever.
That's right.
You know
that's
what I mean?
Right. That's yeah. right.
But I always wanted to go to jail for at least a day.
I'm sure you did, Gary.
I mean, just
so you can just get tossed around. Wow. Let's move on.
If I keep on praying.
Yeah, what'd you do to get in here? I knocked.
Right. Up next, y'all, one news reporter learned the hard way after questioning a mother about her son. Oh. That dish after the break.
Ooh, Lord.
I was waiting at the door.
Yeah, I'm waiting at the door.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's our last story today, y'all, so...
Dish is it!
Okay, one airport employee was accused of stealing passengers' personal belongings by taking them back to the home that he shared with his mother.
Mm.
Well, when the news reporter questioned the mother about her son's alleged thievery, he became the news story. Check this out.
When we told her at one point Garcia's Apple Watch was pinging from inside of her house, this happened.
That was coming from your house.
Stop! I told you, if you don't want to go to jail with me,
She yanks the ID right off my neck and then claims that I hit her.
Yes, yes, put me in the camera. Put me in the camera.
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, why did I know?
Yeah.
Why did I know?
How you get attacked from somebody sitting down, though?
Yeah.
You had to lean into that one.
And a lot of people with the airports do be stealing, man. Like,
yeah, they do.
People luggage be coming back real light.
Yeah.
In certain airports.
And the stuff at TSA or whatever you call it when you gotta leave your stuff, they take that stuff home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every time they try to make me check my carry-on, I tell them there's ashes in there.
Right. Mm. Yes.
They just scoop me right on through. I don't even know.
After they pat you down.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We know who your TSA agents are.
Do y'all get patted down every single time?
That burns me up. These damn queens always touch it all over me and all in my leg. Damn, I hope you find it.
I mean, you be walking in with your pants all hitched up.
Yeah, and you always get a wheelchair. Like, you need one.
Wait, are you one of those people?
No, I don't all the time.
I'm like, how do you get on the plane before me? I'm in first class.
Yeah.
He's sitting in a wheelchair talking about, oh. Looking like Miss
feeling, talking about, yeah. I was feeling real down.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.